absolutely one of my favorite moments. And I've been here since 1994. And I've seen them achieve very high marks in Landover and in Washington, D.C. But I specifically remember the night you're referring to, and can't believe that it's as much time ago as it has been. But there are some things that stand out to you visually, especially from a TV broadcast standpoint. I will never, ever forget the reaction of the bench in the final 15, 20 seconds as Verizon Center is going nuts all around them to cap off this extraordinary run to a regular season. But to watch grown men behaving like little kids, it was spectacular. It's one of those things that I instantly think of. The minute you mentioned to me that we were going to be talking about this, it brought a smile to my face. I specifically remember all of the reactions, all of the dogpiling that was being done on the bench. The guy behind the bench with his coaching staff, ear-to-ear grins and jumping up and down. It was a magical moment that I won't ever forget.
The famous 3-inch vertical leap from the head coach as well.
Dude has hops. He knows that. That's the Bruce Boudreau slam dunk move.
What I think, too, about that, and you referenced the celebration and the joy. I mean, I use the term, it's almost like innocent fun. It's the first time. It's maybe there's a naivete about it as well. The first time that you accomplish something like that, the expectations weren't necessarily there. It was just emotions pouring out that maybe weren't expected.
Yeah, we're talking about the time of the young guns, and this is their emerging time. This was going through hell and high water during the regular season, racing home at the end of the regular season to get to where they did to have to win that Southeast Division Championship. It was a magical moment for them, and I'm sure a coming of age for the organization, without a doubt. And you think about everything that they had to go through to get there. If I'm not mistaken, that 07-08 season was Alex scoring more goals than any left wing in NHL history. It was a fabulous year to cover, and it was their chance to finally break in and crash into the postseason party. Well deserved.
And lots of storylines within the season, from the hiring of Bruce Boudreau right after Thanksgiving to the pickups at the trade deadline for, at the time, a team that was on the outside of a playoff position, still had a lot of ground to make up, but veterans Cristobal Huey, Sergei Fedorov, Matt Cook really helped down the stretch as well.
Yeah, and if you think about that, if memory serves, a lot of these seasons blend into each other at this point in time, but that's Cristobal Huey taking the goal crease from Ole Kolzig. I mean, that's the face of the franchise prior to Alex's arrival. So there was that friction there, but you...
Three goalies as well for a while.
You felt the need that it had to be done, that the time was right, and that you would be the man to carry them, and in many ways, he did. That was a unique season, and again, because of, more than anything, it was a team coming of age, a team that was finally going to get a chance to, well, let's see what if these guys have this reputation for good reason and can do what they can possibly do in a Stanley Cup playoff. But I remembered them... Every time they needed a clutch goal in that situation in that season, they got it. There were times when they were just streaking away to incredible heights, especially in the March and April months when they had to bring it home as well as they did. And then formulating and incorporating new guys into the mix and blending them in well, that's another feather in the cap of a rookie NHL coach at that time to make it all work. It was something special.
And unbelievable down the stretch, winning 7 in a row and 11 of 12 and literally needing all of them.
Yeah, they did. And every day we'd be checking the standings and checking the magic numbers and going, can they possibly? Yeah, they can. And you'd keep doing the math and you'd sit there and go, this is possible. This is doable. But it required an amazing stretch. Heavy-duty win streaks and an 11-1 down the stretch to win it. And all the while, I still remember Verizon Center, and we're sitting here now in the 15-16 season about how loud Verizon can be when you have a President's Trophy-winning team. Mm-hmm. But Verizon was unbelievably loud while that young group of guys was finding themselves and making that charge down to a playoff run. And it was it's spine-tingling just thinking about it. It makes the hairs on the back of your neck stand up.
And it wasn't like that at the start of the year. That was an in-season tournament. I'm talking about the fan base. Yeah. I'm talking about the reaction around the team. Like you said, the young guns, the Rock the Red, that emerged that season. It didn't start that way in October, November.
No, there were hills to climb. There were definitely hurdles in the way. And everybody thinks that ever since Alex Ovechkin arrived, everything was rosy. No, there were 2 or 3 years where they had to go through some serious trials and tribulation, and they did it. And this was the season where they finally had it click, and it changed all at Thanksgiving. It changed with the promotion of Bruce Boudreau from AHL Hershey to NHL Washington, and those guys rallied around him. He was the everyman behind the bench, and everybody seemed to just gravitate towards him and be willing to run through the wall for him, and that's what it needed. That's what was required to get them over the hump.
And final thing about that team and about that year, and talking about Bruce Boudreau, he was a fresh face to the NHL, but a lot of the players on the team who maybe slip under the radar behind the Ovechkins, the Backstroms, I'm talking about the Dave Steckels, the Brooks Likes, Mike Green, of course, they had the relationship with him, and it was a coming-out party for a roster that consisted of so many guys 25 and under.
They cut their teeth under Bruce in the American League, and those are the guys, I'm sure, who behind closed doors would explain to the veterans who are here, this is the right guy. This is going to be a guy that we can all wrap our arms around and play to our fullest for. And they did it. And that's the kind of thing that you hope for with an in-organization promotion from the development level, from the top development affiliate to your NHL club. It was a risky undertaking because I'm sure there were a lot of other people who said, go out and get an established guy. Go out and get a veteran who can really press and have these guys fulfill their potential. Instead, you chose the in-house guy, and I'm sure you did that upon a lot of strong recommendations from players who had worked with him before in Hershey, PA.
Appreciate the time, Joe.
Anytime. You know that.